It's no secret that sequels carry far more clout in theaters than original properties, which presents something of a contradiction since a sequel can't exist without an original property to inspire it. The law of diminishing returns also dictates that any sequel will be, with a few exceptions, a lesser iteration of a thing we liked well enough before, and surely that's the case with Zombieland Double Tap. The best thing I can say about it is that it's not all that painful to sit through, but it's also not all that funny, though I suppose an indifferent shrug is preferable to torture. The first Zombieland, released in 2009, was not only effortlessly entertaining, but a surprise hit, and it helped make Jesse Eisenberg and Emma Stone breakout stars. That probably explains why it took a decade for us to get a sequel, which is basically the first movie all over again, but with a few minor tweaks. The novelty has obviously worn off. Gags that seemed fresh the first go-around just sound like distant echoes now, and yet some of the cockeyed charm of the original sneaks through. Our quartet of wisecracking, gun-wielding heroes returns. The devil-may-care Tallahassee, played by Woody Harrelson, who relishes the zombie apocalypse as an excuse for target practice. The fastidious Columbus, played by Eisenberg, with his tome of survival rules. And the no-nonsense Wichita, played by Stone, and her rebellious sister Little Rock, played by Abigail Breslin. Things haven't changed all that much since last we checked in, which is a bit disappointing when you consider the infinite narrative possibilities a zombie outbreak provides. The survivors have, however, come up with nicknames for the different breeds of zombies that have evolved in the last decade. There are dumb ones called Homers, as in Simpson, smart ones called Hawkings, as in Steven, and a new type of nearly indestructible zombie called T-800s, as in The Terminator. As the movie opens, this makeshift family is squatting in an abandoned White House, left to nature in the middle of the first Obama administration. Columbus and Wichita have settled into the routines of an old married couple. Tallahassee dreams of moving to Graceland and wearing one of Elvis's rhinestone-studded bodysuits as a bathrobe, and Little Rock wants to run off and have adventures all by her lonesome. There's not much in the way of plot, so the screenplay, penned by returning scribes Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, keeps manufacturing conflicts to separate and then reunite the characters. Little Rock meets a guitar-brandishing hippie boy and makes her way to a commune called Babylon, where they melt guns into peace symbol necklaces. Like the prison planet in Alien 3, this lack of firearms turns out to be a bad decision. Columbus, meanwhile, finds himself in an unexpected relationship with an airhead named Madison, played by a game but underserved Zoe Deutsch, who has only survived as long as she has because she's locked herself inside a walk-in freezer. We also meet bizarro world versions of Tallahassee and Columbus, cannily played by Thomas Middleditch and Luke Wilson, and Rosaria Dawson as a fellow Elvis fanatic who takes a liking to Tallahassee's cigar-chomping, head-stomping verve. But none of these new characters adds much to the story. They're brought in for a couple scenes and then almost immediately dispatched. Dawson, in fact, seemingly serves no purpose until we realize she's merely a deus ex machina in the form of a convenient third-act save. That's indicative of Zombieland Double Tap, so named for the trusted method of shooting your undead enemies twice, just to be sure. It's more of a reunion than a new property, an excuse to return to a world without deepening or complicating it. That's sort of the inherent problem of the comedy sequel, which so often repeats the best-known gags from the earlier film at a higher volume, hoping that makes it funnier. You have to wonder who exactly was clamoring for this. I suppose the actors had a good time hanging out together, if only it were more fun to watch them doing it. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.